This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The United States FBI is offering a reward of up to $50,000 for information on who placed pipe bombs in the committee headquarters of both major U.S. political parties in Washington. The FBI said law enforcement agencies on Wednesday had received reports of two suspected devices, one each at the headquarters of the Republican National Committee and the Democratic National Committee. ABC News reported that bomb technicians used water cannon to blast the explosive devices to break them apart, just as supporters of U.S. President Donald Trump stormed into the Capitol building, where lawmakers were certifying the victory of President-elect Joe Biden. President Trump initially praised his supporters, but later condemned the violence, which left five people dead. House of Representatives Speaker Nancy Pelosi said on Friday that if Trump did not resign, she had instructed the House Rules Committee to move ahead with a motion for impeachment and legislation on the U.S. Constitution's 25th Amendment, which provides for removal of a president who is unable to discharge his official duties. Spain is on high alert as a cold snap is covering much of the country with snow, disrupting road, sea, and air traffic. Authorities warn that worse might be in store over the weekend. Parts of central Spain, including the capital, are expected to receive more than 24 hours of continuous snowfall as Storm Filomena moves north from the Straits of Gibraltar. More than 40 flights have been canceled or delayed. Road traffic has also been disrupted. And in the southern Canarias archipelago, emergency services rescued 65 people from a ferry that ran aground. VOA News. London Mayor Sadiq Khan on Friday declared a major incident in the city due to the rapid spread of COVID-19. He said it could overwhelm the National Health Service if the spread remains unchecked. Khan told reporters that he has never been more concerned about the pandemic than he is now. He cited an estimate from Britain's Office of National Statistics, saying one in 30 people in the British capital now has the virus. In some areas, he added, it's closer to 1 in 20. The mayor says he's reached out to Prime Minister Boris Johnson for financial support for Londoners who need to self-isolate and are not able to work. He's urging residents to stay at home if possible and to wear face masks if they must go out. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has threatened to expand his nuclear arsenal and warned his approach toward Washington won't change with the inauguration of a new U.S. president. The comments provide a hint at the direction of U.S.-North Korea relations just days ahead of the inauguration of former U.S. Vice President Joe Biden, who has indicated he will take a more adversarial approach toward Pyongyang. In a speech at an important meeting of the ruling Workers' Party, Kim called the U.S. his country's biggest enemy and repeated his longstanding assertion that the United States must lift what he called its hostile policy in order to establish better ties. This all according to the official Korean Central News Agency. Kim also called for his country to continue developing nuclear weapons. Notably, he said North Korea should acquire new capabilities, such as solid-fuel intercontinental ballistic missiles, hypersonic missiles, and tactical nuclear weapons. The United Nations Refugee Agency said Friday it is concerned that violence and insecurity surrounding the 27th of December general election in the Central African Republic has forced over 30,000 people to flee into neighboring Cameroon, Chad, the Democratic Republic of Congo, and Republic of Congo. Tens of thousands more have been displaced inside the Central African Republic. Some 24,000 have crossed the Ubangi River into the Democratic Republic of the Congo. UNHCR says it has strengthened its presence along the Ubangi River to respond to the needs of the new arrivals. Another 4,400 people have entered Cameroon. A further 2,000 people fled to Chad, and about 70 people have moved into the Republic of Congo. Inside CAR, 185,000 people have fled their homes. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.